Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Veteran government ministers Murray McCulley and John Carter had to defend their Prime Minister against Labor's allegations that Mr. Key was there for some things but not others in relation to the Christchurch earthquake. First, Civil Defence Minister John Carter had this response to a question about whether the resources used for Mr. Key's tours of the damaged CBD might be better employed to give access to residents and business owners.
Mr. Speaker, it's such a silly question, I'm not sure how to answer it.
But Labor's Marianne Street was not deterred.
Then how does the government explain their priorities to the people of Christchurch and the business owners in Christchurch when repeated access for the Prime Minister appears to be taking precedence over access for business owners and CBD residents?
The Honourable John Carter.
Mr. Speaker, the Controller is very aware of the needs of all the business people and business owner and is doing an outstanding job as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Carter then handed over to Murray McCulley, who, when answering questions addressed to Mr. Key by Labor's Trevor Mallard, was required to talk about himself in the third person as the Minister for the Rugby World Cup.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister was not aware that any decision was made as asserted by that member.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Why did he, as recently as yesterday morning, hold out hope to the people of Christchurch that the quarterfinals would be held there when a provisional decision had been, or an informal decision, as he just replied, had been made that they would not?
The Honourable Murray McCulley.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister was acting on the advice of the Minister for the Rugby World Cup.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
To the Prime Minister, why was he not involved in the announcement of the decision to shift the quarterfinals from Christchurch to Auckland?
The Honourable Murray McCulley.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister has enormous confidence in his Minister for the Rugby World Cup. He was aware that that Minister was keeping closely informed of developments in Christchurch.
Further questioning from Trevor Mallard eventually drew an angry response from Murray McCulley.
The people of Christchurch, who take great pride in their rugby prowess, have suffered a significant tragedy. The decision to take all of the Christchurch games away for the Rugby World Cup is one that was made most reluctantly by all of those parties who were consulted by the IRB. For the member to suggest that somehow those decisions, which were indeed hurtful, should have been made without all of the evidence being assembled and properly considered by those parties is frankly an insult to the people of Christchurch.
Order.
Murray McCulley's Cabinet colleague, Finance Minister Bill English, faced questions about the rising price of petrol and milk. First, this one from Labor's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
Speaker, what action will the government take to control petrol prices now they've reached $2.15 a litre, something National demanded the previous government to do when the price reached $2.03 a litre, and something that in opposition National thought obviously the government could do something about?
The Honourable Billings.
Well, Mr. Speaker, unlike the previous Labor government, we don't claim to be able to control everything. And consumers and households are doing their best to deal with rising oil prices, and as the member knows, the government doesn't have too much influence over Colonel Gaddafi, but maybe the Labor Party does.
Then from the price of petrol to the price of milk, with this question for Mr. English from the Greens Consumer Affairs spokeswoman, Sue Kedgley.
Has he seen claims by farmers that they receive less than 30% of the price of milk? And doesn't he think, therefore, that there ought to be a Commerce Commission investigation into what makes up the remaining 70% of the retail price?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it's a time-honoured tradition among farmers to complain about the small proportion of the total price that they receive, and it's been going on for as long as I can remember, and I don't expect that it will ever change regardless of the market prices. I think where we agree is we need to be very vigilant when there's such a major company with a large market share, if there's evidence that they are manipulating the prices against the interests of consumers, then the Commerce Commission has the capacity to look into that.
Question time was followed by more debate on the Marine and Coastal Area Bill, which will now run into next week. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.